Live from New York City.
New York City.
In New York City, the greatest city in the world.
Broadcasting around the world, you're listening to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast with Cashwain Campbell. He's a top real estate broker, investor, and author. It's real estate coaching for you. We interview some of the top leaders in our industry. Here is Cashwain. Cashwain.
Welcome to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast. I am your host, Cashwain Campbell, real estate broker, published author, and investor. Guys, please be sure to subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, pretty much all the major podcast platforms where podcasts can be heard. Make sure you subscribe to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast, right? So moving forward, if you are interested in learning more about real estate, as far as real estate investment, you can check out my book, Mastering Real Estate Investment for Starters. And that book could be found on my website, www.cashwaincampbell.com. All right. And if you want to learn more, again, about real estate, if you want to learn just a little bit more, you want to work with me more on a one-on-one basis, you can sign up for my mentorship program. I have a free training on my website, right? And that's www.cashwaincampbell.com. So that's www.cashwaincampbell.com. So that's a sign up for my mentorship program where you get the opportunity to work with me more on a one-on-one basis. All right. So today's topic, what we're going to be speaking about, is how coronavirus has affected real estate. So this is important, guys. The coronavirus has disrupted life as we know it. Let's face it, New York and other states around the country have put restrictions on public gatherings such as restaurants, schools, bars, and just have closed all of these places. It's like we've been hearing so much about this virus, and it's like it just kind of just took over our lives. I've been hearing about this virus since December, and it seems like it just like hit home now, right? Like it's just like that real. It's like a movie. Like when you're watching the news now, the fear and all of that stuff is just like watching a movie. I was watching, I think it's called Outbreak on Netflix, where, you know, some people have put up some posts online and they said, hey, these are the movies that you can watch while you're home. You're not working. These are some of the movies that you can watch. So I went on Netflix, checked out Outbreak, which kind of like it gives like an insight on what's going on right now out there in the world. Right. So definitely check out that Outbreak, you know, but it's a lot, man. You know, we have to figure out what's going on with this particular virus so that way we can get back to business as usual. So today, how coronavirus has affected real estate. And people have been calling me all week. Have you been showing properties? What have you been doing? Well, here's the thing. I have been showing properties, obviously taking precaution, you know, doing what I have to do to just make sure that I'm staying safe and also keeping my family safe. For instance, I had a showing on Saturday where it's one of my properties that I personally own. I actually had a showing there where I was trying to show one of my vacant units, and you know, I did the right thing. I basically, you know, had people wait outside. Then one by one, I had them come in. I also Lysol'd down the place, you know, doorknobs, anywhere where people touch stoves. You know, people like to open the fridge to see how the fridge looks, things like that. So I Lysol'd down all of that stuff and just kind of, you know, took the necessary precautions. So today I'm going to speak to you about what I see and hear other brokers are doing. So I did some research and I actually came across some information which I think is pretty interesting. I just actually found out that it's approximately 5,000 to 6,000 open houses happening over the weekend. And that's just not in New York. That's just pretty much, I guess, like all over the country, right? So there's a lot of open houses happening per week. So that means that there's a lot of people going in and out of these houses. So what are some of the things that people are doing? Because even in New York, we live in the what we call the handshake capital, right? The handshake capital. When somebody meets you, they either want to give you a kiss on the cheek or give you a handshake. Even the president is said that he's having a hard time with that. You know, he's just saying, hey, when people see me, they just want to walk up to me. They just want to give me a handshake. So even the president is actually going through that type of thing where people just want to walk up to Donald Trump and just give him a handshake. So we have to basically adjust our lifestyle on how we do it. And New York is the handshake capital. You know, when you see one of your friends or your homeboys, they want to come up to you and just, you know, shake your hand, or, you know, even if it's just, you know, in a regular business setting, people want to come up to you. People want to shake your hand, especially, you know, if it's friends and family, right? So here's some of the things that some of the agents are doing out there. Some agents, based on the scare of coronavirus, they were canceling open houses, right? Based on this weekend, because this weekend has really been like the hype of the scare. So I guess, you know, canceling open houses this weekend was, you know, a good thing to do until we figure it out. So going into next week, I think we should get back to, you know, normal living going into this new week coming. Some people cancel open houses. Some New Yorkers are heading to the suburbs to escape city life, right? So this is a big thing now, because, you know, you can be out in public in high populated areas, and an outbreak like this could happen. And, you know, I get it. You can be affected. There's no need to really be scared. You know, these things do happen, but there's some people who are moving out to the suburbs now and leaving the city life alone because of, you know, the coronavirus, etc. Agents are now doing FaceTime meetings and also Zoom meetings. Right, I have a Zoom meeting tomorrow with a new agent that wants to join our brokerage. I usually do face-to-face meetings, but with the new situation going on, what I did was just do a Zoom meeting, which is okay. You know, I've done a bunch of showings this weekend. This week, I've, you know, from Monday, today's Tuesday, I'm doing showings, so I think it's cool. All right, so what people are also doing is one at a time open houses. So instead of letting everybody in like we used to do, they're doing one by one. I believe I was I was speaking with Francesca this week, and what she was saying is that she went to an open house where there were about 30 people, and people had to wait outside before going inside the property because they were doing one by one. All right. They also have now time limits. All right, so how much time you can spend inside the house before the next person has to come in? Because if you have 30 to 50 people at an open house, there has to be some kind of time restrictions, which is what agents are actually doing now. They're also even extending the time. I'm hearing that too, where agents are extending the time where people can come to the open house, but they're extending the time so they can get everybody in, okay? The next thing is you're going to have to swap shoes for booties. Booties are the little shoes, like the little disposable shoes that you can get. I know Reese always has at his house, a friend of mine, my broker as well. Reese, he always has those at his house. He's like, you know, super, super clean. I know if he's listening to this, he's going to laugh. Or if anybody knows him, they're going to laugh. But he's like super on top of like germs and things like that. So another thing, guys, is sanitize hands. So our industry is changing. Before, we didn't have sanitizers at our open houses. Now we're going to have sanitizers at our open houses just to make sure everybody's safe. And, you know, if people sneeze, you know, you can ask them politely, I guess, to vacate the open house, right? So make sure you have hand sanitizers for yourself and the customers also. You can mention to them to make sure that they have their hand sanitizer. So it's strange. I did some research, right? A survey by the National Association of Realtors found that 25% of sellers nationwide have already changed their term of engagement. So they've already been doing this as the virus became an epidemic, they've already been doing this before the virus became an epidemic. From back in December, people have been taking precautions, right? So also, there's a new thing now that I heard that agents are doing. They're doing the 6 feet away thing. So the buyer is 6 feet away from you, okay? So that's another thing where they're 6 feet away. By invite only, okay? Agents are also asking buyers to register for the open house. So these are just some of the things, guys, that are happening in the real estate industry today. You know, it has changed our industry quite a bit in the short period of time the coronavirus has been here. But it's okay. I mean, I think right now is a great time for agents to really catapult to success. A lot of people are going to be home. You know, it's a great time for you to make your calls. It's like during those holiday times where people are not working, it's a great time for you to really make the best of it by hitting the phones, reaching out to sellers, introducing yourself. You know, it's time to maybe take this time out to restructure your business. You know, some of you probably, you know, you haven't been having success. It's a great time to restructure that business, you know. So it's a great time, guys. And I feel like it's a great time in real estate. Just take it, see it as an opportunity, and do the best you can. So, guys, this is the Real Estate Coaching Podcast. I am your host, Cashwin Campbell. And do remember, guys, to follow me. Follow me on Instagram, at I am Cash Wayne. So that's at I am, that's IamKashwayne. At I am Cash Wayne on Instagram. You can also check me out on YouTube. That's Cash Wayne Campbell on YouTube. I'm also on Facebook, Cash Wayne Campbell. I'm also on LinkedIn, Cash Wayne Campbell as well. So guys, I'm very, very excited. Do remember, you know, if you're interested in learning more about real estate investment, please pick up a copy of my book, Mastering Real Estate Investment for Starters, which can be found on my website, www.cashwaynecampbell.com. If you're interested in training with me one-on-one, all right, you can join my mentorship program, which you can sign up for on my website, www.cashwaynecampbell.com. So guys, this is the Real Estate Coaching Podcast. Would like to thank all of you guys for listening, and stay safe out there. And this was the episode on how coronavirus has changed real estate. Have a billion-dollar day, guys.
To find out more on how you can get started in real estate, call 516-998-3099. And email all your questions and ideas for future podcasts to email cash with a K at cashwaynecampbell.com. Check out the links in the description to connect with Cash Wayne on social media. Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast.